Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here comes your 90-day fiancé, your 90-day fiancé recap.
With Allie and Melissa.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers Bimbo News 90-day fiancé recap. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
This is a podcast where we'll discuss the latest episodes in the 90 Day Fiancé universe. And right now, we only have two that we're going over. Excuse me. 90 Day Fiancé proper and The Single Life, which is a flop house. We have a Patreon. Our true crime episodes are now only available at patreon.com/webcrawlers for $5 a month. So to clarify, if you are a fan of the old school web crawlers, paranormal, supernatural, occult,
true crime, kidnappings, murders, killers, terrible shit happening to people.
Yes. Yeah. If you liked that kind of stuff with me, Melissa, and Maria, that still
there,
exists.
Baby.
It's just it's move over to Patreon for $5 a month. It's like 2 to 3 episodes a month.
Every other week.
Every other week. Yeah. But on the public feed, it will be 90 Day Fiancé and Entertainment News. So if you're
and
a fan
mailbag.
Of the old, and mailbag. So if
which
you're a fan
will be
of the
back next
pad,
week.
Yes. So if you're a fan of the old podcast, because some people get confused, it's just still exists. It's just on the Patreon.
Yeah, Patreon.
All right. Also, please rate and review us and call into our hotline for the mailbag episodes. The number is
626-63-42069. Nice.
All right, let's get into 90 Day Fiancé, some previous season updates.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so Stacy of Stacy and Darcy, she is one of the twins. They are known for being a little ridiculous.
A little out there.
Yeah, have major, major, major plastic surgery.
Yes.
She had to go to the hospital. Surprisingly,
no.
Not plastic surgery related. She had to get emergency kidney surgery.
Oh no! What happened?
She's okay. She's still recovering. I guess she had some sort of kidney issue, but she did the classic Instagram post of herself in the hospital.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, with no real information.
Had a bit of a health scare, but I'm on the mend, guys.
Scare. Yeah,
cool.
my least favorite thing of all time. It's her in the hospital. It says there's like a screen behind her. It says standby mode, and everyone was super worried. And she was, I guess, supposed to be married to Fabian or Florian, whatever his name is.
Florian.
In a few days, but
oh, no.
Has to reschedule that, I guess, because of her kidney issue. So
oh, no.
wishing her a speedy recovery. Some other sad news in the 90 Day Fiancé universe. So Cleo of Cleo and Christian, she was trans, lived in London, also had autism, and she was dating Christian, who is just like the worst guy ever.
Yeah, he sucks.
She posted something kind of like innocuous on Instagram the other day.
It read like a suicide note, like talking about thanking people for being in her life and like she'll be in a better place. And it was very concerning.
Yeah, it said like about her cats. It was like, sorry, I couldn't take care of you.
Yeah.
And, you know, saying it basically is saying goodbye and how hard it is for the LGBTQ plus community and things like that. And everyone is commenting on the Instagram. People were calling the like police in London, but no one knew her address because it's all fans. So they're like, we can't do anything about it. People from 90 Day Fiancé were commenting, being like, we called you, Cleo, call me back, etc. And then someone posted saying, I'm good friends with Cleo and I'm at her house. She's okay. You know, she, I guess, had a lot to drink and she's going to bed now, but she has roommates and like she's being taken care of.
Oh, no, that's sad.
Yeah. So, she's okay. She's alive. Obviously, she's dealing with some mental health stuff. And we wish her, obviously, the best. Yeah. And that I hope she gets the help that she needs. And she is, you know, loved. And I'm sorry that she is struggling. And I don't think Christian helps. So maybe first ditch that loser and focus on yourself. All right, well, let's get into these seasons, 90 Day Fiancé, Season 10, Episode 14, From This Day Forward.
What an episode. A lot happened.
Yeah, a lot happened. Do you want to get into Rob and Sophie?
Okay, so Sophie's mom's still visiting. She is not a fan of Rob the Knob. What does she say to Rob?
She says this to Sophie. So they're in the car or something.
She says,
Rob is a gaslighter. Like, even when I was talking to Rob, he made me think that I was crazy. And if he does this all the time to you, you're going to end up going psychotic, which I resonated so much with. And she was like, the mom said, within 6 months of being around him, Sophie, you won't be the same woman and you're going to lose your sparkle.
Right. Because she's like, he has low self-esteem and he's going to drag you down to his level.
Yeah. She was like, if he's not feeling good, he's not going to want you to be feeling good either.
Right.
And it reminded me so much of relationships from the past where you're in a relationship and you lose your sparkle and you lose like your light because you're giving it to someone else and they're just taking it from you.
It sucks.
You can see it happening. She's just not happy. Rob's always advice.
like, why are you complaining? Stop complaining about everything. Everything's fine. And she's like, it's not fine. Nothing's fine.
It's like he wants to teach her a lesson.
Right.
And it reminds me of a previous season where that guy, he was pseudo wealthy or something, but he had a nice house. And when his 90 Day Fiancé came over, he pretended
his nickname was Kanye Midwest. Was his nickname on Reddit.
Oh, really? That's really funny. Yeah, he like rented or he took her to his childhood house
that was shitty and tiny. No one had lived in it for a while.
Yeah, it was like an abandoned home and said, this is where I live. And she was like, what? And to test her to see if she really liked him or his money.
He like would come over with like expensive luggage and like wearing nice clothes. And she's like, wait, is he lying about all of this? What's happening?
Right.
It like backfired.
Yeah. Cause her reaction was like, so why are you a liar? And are you a con artist? Yeah. What's actually going on here? So this idea of testing women is like, I don't like it.
It sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks. So they are, so she's just hanging out with her mom, eating lunch. Oh, he texted her a video Because after they got into this argument and she went off with her mom and he's texting her a video of a nice car and said, "This could be ours, babe." Like, what?
Dude, you don't even have a bathroom. You're going to get like a Ferrari or something? What are you talking about?
Gross. Like, that's what he texts her. Like, "Oh, don't worry, babe. I'm going to get this for you." Like, ew.
Also, she said before, "I don't need nice things. I just need you to be nice to me."
Yeah, it's so gross.
Like, stop cheating on me. I don't need a nice car. Just stop, like, showing your dick to girls on the internet.
Yeah. The lowest bar possible.
Yeah. Crumbs.
And then, so Rob's hanging out at the laundromat. They have 3 weeks to get married.
Yeah.
Apparently. And his friends come by to hang out. He's just, like, complaining about Sophie's mom.
No, I think it's 3 months.
Oh, is it 3 months? Okay. Because 3 weeks sounded crazy to me.
Yeah, no, because he was saying like the 90 days. They have the 3 months right. to get married. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So they're hanging out. He's friends. And he's like, "Yeah, her mom's here. Her mom hates me." And it's like she's telling me, like, "I'm not a real man."
You're not.
And you're not.
Yeah.
And then he says Sophie's constantly pointing out like my flaws and the bad things about me. Like, why don't you point out the good things about me?
But it's like, there are no good things.
Yeah.
What has he done that's great? And all he does is he cheats.
Yeah.
He gets mad at her for wanting things like a blanket in a bathroom and
a fucking duvet cover or whatever.
He's unemployed, like he has no money, and he belittles her. It's just so, and he's rude to her mom. It's just,
and he tells her to like stop complaining, like calls her like bougie and privileged.
It's crazy. And he says at this point, he doesn't see the wedding happening. Ooh, and
we could only hope.
I know. And his friends are like, "No, I think they're going to get married, but Rob will just be miserable and they'll end up getting a divorce."
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I mean, thanks, friends. Fun.
Another couple that probably I don't think will make it to the altar, Nikki and Justin.
Oh, my God.
She is. Listen, I don't think either of them are really, you know, doing the best or they're. But she, I don't think she will ever be happy in a relationship until she does some real work in about herself and how to show up for a relationship.
Yeah. At this point, like, it's something inside of her.
Yeah.
Like, it's no one is going to make her
happy.
She's
very angry and passive aggressive.
Yes.
So Justin, they're getting in the car and I just like noticed this, but Justin doesn't open the car door for her. And she says, "Oh, you're such a gentleman opening up my door." And he doesn't even notice it. She says it under her breath. And passive aggressive is my least favorite thing of all time.
It makes me so angry.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
Also, I'm sorry, but opening the door first. Wow, look at my posture. That's crazy.
I'm like a turtle.
Yeah, I'm like, that's so bad. Opening the door for someone is such a weird surface,
it
unnecessary
really
thing.
Is like Martin has for sure done it.
Yeah,
occasionally, but like. Not every time we get in the car, and I don't expect that. I can open a fucking car door myself.
I think first few dates, if a guy doesn't on like the first few dates, I'm like, "Oh, that's really sweet. What
I'm
a nice
impressed."
Gesture. Yeah, I think it's
because I don't expect it at all.
Yeah, if you've been dating someone on and off for 10 years, do I need them to open the door for me every time?
Oh, you're not gonna open the door for me? No,
yeah,
like, bitch, no, we've been together for 20 years.
Yeah, I'm not a psychopath. Yeah, it's so weird. She just she's gonna find a fault in
everything
that he does.
Yeah,
yeah. Ugh. So
now they're driving to go horseback riding.
Yeah.
And then she says in the car, she's like, "Do you know why I came to Moldova? It's not to fight with you." Just out of nowhere, thus starting another fight.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It reminds me of one of my mentors once told me, she was like, "Not everything is for your significant other."
Right.
Like, she said to me, you know, like, first run things through your therapist, then run it through your mentor. And then if you're still upset about it and you still like haven't figured out a solution or a way to deal with it, then bring it up to your partner. But a billion right. things are going to annoy you about your partner. And if you bring up every single one of them, you're yes. always going to be talking about conflict and negative stuff with your partner.
Yeah, you know? You're just going to be pointing out negative things about them all the time.
Yeah. So like with your partner, try to focus on the positive. And then when negative comes up, like take it outside the relationship, try to deal with it. And then like try to be solution oriented yeah. in your relationship. It's just I don't know. Not that I do that. Like I'm not perfect at all. But like, listen, I don't do that. But that's advice that I got. Yeah.
But she's like, how old is Nikki? She's in her 40s or 50s?
Yeah, she's in her 40s.
She acts like she's a teenager in a relationship.
Yes, 100%.
It's
yeah.
very strange.
And Justin's like, listen, what have you done to show up for our relationship today? And it was such a good point because I think she's so like, me, me, me. What are you doing for me? What am I right. not getting? And he's like, okay, but how are you showing up?
And she's always like, well, I provide for you. Like, I send you money. Like, okay, but that's
right.
That's what are you doing like today? How are you being nice to me?
Yeah, her response was literally like, in the middle of the night, I put my hand on your back. And he was like, okay, like, that's not.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
So he was talking to his friend Ivan about like Nikki and stuff. And Ivan, this conversation is weird. Like, he told him to be the more masculine one in the relationship because that's what Nikki has said to Justin, I guess, or like he's having a problem with like feeling like he's the masculine one because she's trans. Like, that's kind of the ongoing issue, I guess.
I don't know if it's because she's trans. I think it's just because she has a really dominant
so aggressive.
Energy. And I know this is like a archaic gender stereotypes thing, and I think I've said this before, but I kind of agree. I think there has to be, or listen, maybe you can take the male and female out of it, or the masculine, because it's not male and female, it's masculine feminine,
right?
And that's I think is more of an energetic, not a gender thing.
Yes.
I think that me personally, I like it when the man is the dominant person.
Sure,
I like the man to lead.
Yeah.
And I think that I have a very dominant personality and I sometimes will.
As your therapist.
And I will attract men who are a little more submissive.
Interesting.
Or who are less dominant. And then I'll get annoyed that they're not as.
That's happened to me, too, in the past, because I feel like I would. I'm sort of dumb in a way.
Yeah.
But like, anytime I've dated someone who is not the dominant one, like, it annoys me because, like, that's not what I like.
Yeah. And then I have to realize, like, oh, but I'm not really, like, giving them the space to, like, take the lead because I keep, like, initiating and driving things and, so I think it's both sides. I see where he's like, okay, maybe I need to shift the dynamic. It's just
because she's for sure like dictating everything that happens in the relationship now.
Yeah.
But in a way she like doesn't like it. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. She's like self-sabotaging.
Yeah. Because she's like very controlling, but she also wants to have a masculine partner. And it's just, it's hard because she doesn't really let Justin be that.
I had a guy say to me once, this is like years ago, it's also really embarrassing, but I would always ask him for a compliment. I would text him and be like, can I have a compliment? And he said, it's really annoying when you keep asking me for compliments because it doesn't give me the time to like give you a compliment or reassurance on my own. Because like you're always asking me for one instead of letting me like give you one without you asking. And so it was like, I think she kind of does the same where she's like, she's always asking for things. So there's not an opportunity for Justin to like give what she wants. Like she's always asking for sex. So there's not right. a point where it seems like he's initiating it on his own accord. It seems like she's doing it because she's constantly nagging.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah.
No, it does. Yeah, it does. So, yeah, they go horseback riding. They take lessons. They were there like 15 years ago when they first started dating. It's the same place they went to. They showed a photo of them.
Yeah.
Riding horses. Cool. And Igor says, it's the same woman, different horses.
Ain't that the truth, sister?
Ain't that the truth? And then they they're having a good time. Yeah. Like, they're getting along. And then Nikki is like, well, you know, just something just tells me, like, he's just my soulmate. And we're like, okay.
Oh, boy.
What are they going to fight about next week?
Next. Yeah. Well, another couple that's nonstop fighting and definitely not Jesus soulmates, Christ. But thinks they are, no. are Ashley and Manuel.
Yeah, they go to the beautiful Niagara Falls.
Where is that? Near New York, I guess?
It is in New York. It's like Western New York.
Have you been?
No, I have not. My parents went there for their honeymoon.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, it's a Lake
Titicaca?
Lake Erie? Lake Titicaca? is it Lake Erie? Oh, fuck. Is it?
Is that where they got married on The Office?
Lake Ontario. Oh, I think so. Because it's like Pennsylvania, New York, like the northern border in between Canada and United States.
Yeah, this is a geography podcast. Yes. Manuel is pumped.
He's so excited. Like, that's the number one place he wanted to visit.
Yeah. So weird.
Okay, but he fucking loves it.
Yeah, he's never been more excited to go anywhere. Yeah. They get in a fight within like 2 seconds of being there. At first, they're so excited and he's so happy to be there. But mm-hmm. then they start talking about the wedding and like saving money for the wedding. And he just walks away. And then she, of course, follows him and like gives him a kiss on the cheek and just says, let's have a nice day. So then they try to, because Manuel is so excited about free flowing mm-hmm. water.
They do a boat tour.
Yeah, it looked fun.
And they had to wear those ponchos, like, you know, on the the Disney river raft ride, so you don't get wet.
It did look like Disneyland.
It's so windy there on the boat, and like it's very wet. I guess it would be windy when you have these giant waterfalls.
It seemed a little unpleasant for me. Like, I would just want to look at it and not really go on that boat.
They were like being pounded with water.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that looks like cold and wet. And yeah, they loved it.
There was rainbows. I mean, it was really beautiful. Yeah. But
so many rainbows.
I don't know. We'll see what happens next week. They didn't have sex and they didn't have a huge fight this episode, so it was pretty tame as far as their episodes
pretty
go.
Pretty tame.
Do you want to do Gino and Jasmine?
God. So it's 46 days to their wedding.
Crazy.
They are cooking dinner, and so Gino's still not in a good mood because of what Jasmine told him about getting money from Dane for her butt implant, and he thinks that Dane is going to expect something in return.
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't think that?
Yeah, of course. But then Jasmine brings up Gino's exes and says she was fired from her job because of naked pictures Gino's ex sent of her to her teaching job.
Yeah, that's like beyond fuck. Like, why didn't she sue?
Right. Because Gino had sent pictures of Jasmine to his ex, like bragging about her. And I guess she contacted Jasmine and like sent the photos to her job, which is fucked up.
I can't believe that, illegal, because that's like revenge porn.
Right.
Well, I guess something. She was in Panama, so I don't know legally. She would have to be a U.S. resident, I guess, to sue at the time in terms of illegality. Also, I think it might only be illegal in California. I think it's a state-by-state thing.
Oh.
Yeah. But I can't believe she stayed with Gino after that.
Yeah, that's so fucked up.
It makes me think there's more to the story that maybe we don't know. Or the fact that she's so chill about his ex. I mean, she's not chill, but she, I don't know. It's just there's something askew about it. Like that's abusive. Like it's just weird.
Right. Yeah, it's weird. And then Gino even said like, well, what, like, did you do something to provoke her? And she gets so pissed. She's crying. She's like, how dare you? How could you say something like that? Ah! And then she's crying. And then she said that she wishes she would have fucked Dane the last night she saw him. And she said it's the only thing she regrets in her life.
Will you play the clip that Rachel tagged us in? Because the way they talk to each other,
my
Gino's
God.
Response is so 40-year-old virgin. It's so funny.
That's the only thing I regret in life. Not him. So good as we used to every time. We
I wish I could my ex because they were great.
I wish I could fuck my exes because they were great.
Yeah, their boobies felt good.
They were great. Such a Midwestern man.
Yeah. They were really good vaginas.
I liked them a lot. So then, 30 minutes later, Gino says he let Jasmine cool off because he's like, normally, you know, I just let her cool off for a half hour and she's fine.
God.
And they're in the bathroom sitting and Gino's like, you need to tell Dane that you can't talk to him anymore.
Makes sense.
And she's like, yep. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So she sends him a voice note.
Yeah.
Like right then she like texts him on like WhatsApp and she says, hey Dane, well, good news. I'm going to be getting married soon. Well, you already knew that. I want to say thank you for being such an amazing human being. You're such a good friend. And like the look at Gino and Gino's like rolling his eyes.
Yeah.
Like she's saying all this nice stuff. Like, you're so amazing.
Yeah.
And
you're
thank
so
you for
gorgeous.
Being in my life.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm leaving this message to let you know that we won't be able to communicate because I want to make Gino my priority. And then she's like, I mean, he is my priority.
Whoops.
And she's like, I'm sure you can understand this, blah, blah, blah. Bye. Have a nice life.
Yeah, how do you end? Bye.
And that's it.
They're going to keep talking. They're going to have secret text.
Because we see the text and he says, hey, babe. To Jasmine.
Oh,
Did you see that?
I didn't notice that. No.
Yeah. He called her babe.
That's no bueno.
So, yeah. So then they say, so Jasmine's like, okay, not going to talk to him. Our exes are dead to us. They die. And
this next part is so gross.
Oh my God. This was so, like right before it ended, Gino asked Jasmine, like, can you do baby talk? And she's like, no, maybe later. And they walk off. You're like, wait, what? What was that?
Yeah, some weird sex shit. Gino's a sex perv. I'm sorry.
Can you do
baby
talk?
Once.
She's like, no, maybe later.
What does that even mean?
I guess she like does baby talk to him.
Like, is that like voice or is she
I guess
like,
so.
Dad, wipe my butt, daddy. Like, I don't.
She's like, hey, daddy, what do you?
Yeah,
daddy,
oh, dad, you're so hot,
daddy.
Daddy,
I've been so bad.
Oh, God. She is. I'm sorry, but. I know it's like controversial when people say this, but porn has melted Gino's brain.
Yeah.
Like he is one of those people who are like can now only get off if he is watching or if he is like watching or enacting something reminiscent of pornography.
Yeah.
And it's okay. It's I guess it's not the pornography. It's the misuse of it's his relationship to pornography.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Do you want to do Clayton and
Anali? So Clayton and his mom, they're at the pet food store picking up guinea pig food.
Weird.
And they're driving home, and his mom is complaining about Anali, says, like, she leaves dirty dishes everywhere, leaves the lights on before they go to bed. And she's like, I wish she would speak more English and cook American food. Like cheeseburgers. Crazy. Like, what? Like, you should be thankful that she's cooking anything at all for your lazy ass son. And, like, I'm sure it's all delicious Peruvian food that you've never had before.
It's so crazy. Yeah, she's like,
so gross.
She's like, you know, Anali doesn't even ask Clayton if he's hungry. She'll just go in the kitchen and, you know, for 2 hours cook chicken. And I'm like, oh my God, she spends 2 hours slaving over a chicken meal. And
I'm sure it's so good.
Yeah. And she's like, I wish she would just make him a cheeseburger because he likes beef.
Ugh.
And I'm like, she's probably cooking these amazing chicken meals that take so much time. And I do think that I can imagine that she's maybe not doing dishes or something. Or leaving
but
lights on.
Clayton should do that.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't think he does anything. He does no cleaning. He does nothing.
Yeah, because he lives with mommy and mommy does everything. And so it's just, I think his mom is like, oh, so Anali is the new mommy.
Right.
And it's fucking weird.
No, it's fucking weird. Like, you do the dishes.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Right.
Sitting
you're
closet?
Living in a closet for free. Like, go, you do some dishes. Stuff. It's a fucking freak.
So they're packing for their wedding, and he puts his Rubik's Cube in his suitcase. And Annalie's like, what? Look, why are you packing that? Like, it's only bring stuff for the wedding. And he's like, I need it. Nah, I like it.
You should take some of the online quizzes that we took.
I need it. And then so Annalie doesn't have anyone to do her makeup or hair for the wedding. That's in a few days.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And Clayton's like, is like, oh, well, like my sister can find someone, or like she could do it. Like, he's just assuming his sister's gonna do literally everything.
His sister, she says she's, something so funny that we'll get to in a second, but Clayton is such
she's
a fucking loser.
Annoyed, because she has kids, right?
Yeah, I think she like has a life.
She has a life.
And she's also not a party planner. It's just
no.
It's weird.
No, she's been married and divorced 3 times.
Right. So he's like, she knows her way around a wedding.
And then so Clayton and his mom are like talking in the living room. And she's like, I hear a lot of Spanish arguments. Like the more escalated, the faster she talks. Like, no, it's just because you don't understand Spanish. It's not because she's like, it's such a weird racist thing to say.
Yeah, I was going to say, she wants hamburger. In my house, we only eat hamburgers and speak English.
Speak English. Like, she could learn like, Spanish?
Yeah, she's like a
like, why don't you
Trumper?
Try?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Clayton's looking for his EpiPens.
Yeah, plot twist. What is he allergic to?
I wonder...
I know he's allergic to guinea pigs, but...
Right. I wonder if he's allergic to, like, peanuts or something. I don't
know.
Yeah,
maybe he's got a peanut... Maybe my man has a peanut allergy.
Looking for EpiPens. And then he's bringing his guinea pigs with them to Indiana. They're just going for a few days. Like, why can't the mom
Well, the mom's probably coming to the wedding, right?
I get... Well, she didn't drive with them to stay in... I mean... I don't know.
She's probably driving with the sister to the wedding, maybe.
I guess.
And maybe there's not a... I mean, it's weird, but maybe they couldn't find a guinea pig sitter.
But also,
he has zero friends.
Right.
So we can't find any... He probably doesn't have anyone to ask to watch the guinea pigs.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's
but
crazy.
She's like, you're bringing them? Like, they're in the backseat of the car.
It's fucking bananas.
And then they're driving... And he's like, can you check on the guinea pigs? And she's like, okay. So she looks in the back and she's like, yeah, they're still. And
he's
like,
they're still?
And she's like, yeah, they're fine. They're being still.
So weird.
And then, so they get to this rental house in Indiana, has an indoor pool.
Sick. That's
fancy.
Sick. Love an indoor pool.
Clayton's sister Brandy comes over. So it's 3 days till the wedding.
Yeah.
And they haven't planned anything.
No, she's like, what do you have so far? And he says, we have plates and some flowers. And she's like, so you're expecting me to do everything then?
Yeah. Yeah. And she's like, I did not find an alpaca or a llama. Obviously, you're not going to find one in Indiana.
Crazy.
And then she asks about an officiant. And they're like, and he says something, well, anybody in Indiana can do it. Is that like a law where you can be like an officiant, I guess?
Yeah, he was like, anyone in Indiana can officiate a wedding. So I'm just going to ask someone who's at the wedding to do it last minute.
Crazy.
Like, as if they'd know how to do it. Like, what would you even say? Is he just going to, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
I don't.
But then his sister's like, okay, well, it's probably going to end up being me.
Yeah. And she was like, I'm going to end up faking diarrhea and going home because I don't want to do all this stuff.
I'm going to hide. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to fake diarrhea and get out of here because I don't want to do this stuff.
And so then Annalise asks about the bachelorette party and Brandy's like, yeah, I'm just going to like, you know, invite some friends over, get some snacks. We're going to like do a bonfire in the backyard and, you know, watch some movies. And Annalise's like, okay. But then she does her little speed talking head thing and she's like, I actually am getting strippers and we're not telling Clayton.
And she said they strip down to the socks.
To the socks.
So I think that means exposed dong, maybe.
Wow. But we see a clip next week.
Oh, I didn't see
of
that.
Of them on a bus, on a bachelorette bus where a stripper comes in.
That's
and Annalie is fucking pumped.
Oh my God. Yeah, well, she hasn't been turned on in years, so.
God.
Sam and Citra. Why don't you get into Sam and Citra?
Okay, so Sam's dad meets Citra's dad, and Sam's dad learned to say hi in Indonesian.
Cute.
So that's cute.
Yeah.
So they're at Sam's house. And they're eating fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and gravy. Like, they just got, like, KFC takeout.
God. Is she a vegetarian? No?
No.
Okay, good.
I don't think so. And then Citra's like, we have more vegetable-based dishes in Indonesia.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure they're just eating like fried food, bar food, nachos.
That's like every person who comes on 90 Day Fiancé. Yeah, is like,
they're like, where are the vegetables?
Yeah, they're like, I'm so constipated and I've gained 30 pounds because I'm just eating fat and carbs and meat.
And so Citra's dad asks how Sam's dad feels about them getting married. And his dad says he's very happy for Sam. And he has 5 kids and they've all matured. And he's like, well, it took Sam to be 30 years old to like finally mature.
I'm sure that makes Sam feel good.
Yeah.
So mean.
Yeah. And so they ask Sam's dad where he's traveled. And he's like, well, I've only been to California because that's where he grew up. And then so Herman says, asks us if weed is legalized there like it is in California. And he's like, oh no, that legalizing weed, he's so against weed.
Yeah, he's a cop.
He's a cop, yeah. He's like a drug agent cop, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so he's very anti-weed. It's a felony in Indonesia to possess it.
Yeah, he's like a professional narc.
Yeah. He said one joint is 5 years in jail. So like he said, Citra tries to translate that to Sam and Sam's like, oh, you like one brick, 5 years in jail. And Citra's like, no, no, no. One joint. He's like, oh, one joint is 5. Like he's like, oh God.
Oh my God. He's like, Sam one would brick? Be broke down palaced so fast.
Yes. So this makes him nervous because he still has to talk to Herman about his drug stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So he's like, oh, fuck. He's like, oh, I'm fucking screwed.
Yeah.
So the next day, Sam finally tells Herman about this whole drug diversion thing. It's weird because it's translated weird.
Well, yeah. Also, what he was saying, I can't tell if it was translated weird or if what he was saying just makes no sense.
Yeah. It didn't make sense because he said his friend had drugs in a car and he had a prescription that was expired. But then Citra told her dad his name wasn't on the bottle and he said it didn't have a label.
Yeah.
Something about switching bottles or something. It didn't make sense.
This is what I think happened. I think his doctor didn't renew the prescription, so he has been buying it illegally and putting it in the old bottle.
Oh.
Is what I, putting it in like the old prescription bottle. And I think they're like, I think they're like, you've run out of this. How do you still have some? Show us the new prescription or something.
Right.
And he's like, I don't have one.
It was expired on the bottle, but there were pills in there.
Yeah. So I think that he no longer had a prescription, was buying them illegally and putting them in the bottle.
Right. That makes sense.
That's what my addict head tells me that he was probably
doing. But that police report says his friend, or there was cocaine found in the car.
Yeah. They were also doing some blow.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Herman says, you know what I do for a living, right?
It's psychotic.
You know what I do, right? And so Sam says he didn't get the paperwork filed in time for this diversion program, so he might go to jail. And Herman's like, I'm not afraid to call off this wedding if Sam goes to jail. He's like, I'm going to take my daughter back to Indonesia. And he says, if you ever do illegal drugs, I will never let you marry my daughter. Like, he will kill him.
Yeah.
He'll break his legs. He'll kill him.
Yeah.
And then Sam's like, the only thing I'm addicted to is marrying your daughter.
Oh, that's funny. I just like, I don't understand how he's even letting, I would just say, we're going home right now. This is ridiculous.
I can't believe if your dad, like, oh, if your dad's a cop and like you're marrying a guy who was just arrested for drug, like there's no fucking way.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's bad news.
Anyways, let's get into The Single Life, the stupidest show on earth. It's been good in the past, and there's just no one alluring on this season. I honestly, it's like hard to get through it. First, there's John. John is the brother of a former 90 Day Fiancé person, Thais and something. And someone who are still married, and they just had a baby, so that's exciting.
Oh,
yeah. So John is going to visit his girlfriend of 6 months, Megan. They've only met once before,
right?
And they're exclusive now. She lives in like Texas, San Antonio, and he's in Vegas, so he's flying. He forgets all of his toiletries and clothing bag, and he only brings a bag with like sex toys in it. He's like,
no.
He gets off the plane. He's like, oh, I forgot to pack like all my stuff. I only have like the vibrators. And he has like the thickest Boston accent, too. He's just like a goof. He's like alcoholic, drug addict goof. So he meets up with Megan at his hotel and they're going to have a fun day out. But then he's like, let's go to the room instead. So then they end up like having sex and using the vibrators, and he's showing her all the vibrators, and it's just like gross. So then I guess they go to dinner the next day, and Megan brings up marriage at dinner, which is psychotic. She says, you know, I know that we haven't talked about this before, but, you know, when are we going to like get engaged or get married? And this is the second time they've ever met.
People are crazy.
Yeah. And they've been dating for 6 months. He's like, we need to live together first. We don't even live in the same state, and we don't know each other yet. You're being bonkers. And why she would want to marry this guy? He doesn't have a job. He lives with his brothers. He doesn't even know how to pack a bag for a trip. Like, I don't. Crazy.
She wants to be on TV.
Yes. So yeah, and she slid into his DMs is how they met, and he was the least alluring person on television. So that's a good point. So Megan asks if there's anything crazy about him that she needs to know, and John says, "I fucked a pumpkin once," and she's like, "Yeah," and she's like, "What? What are you talking about?" And he's like, "Yeah, you know, everyone's done something like that. Like, yeah, I fucked a pumpkin." She's like, are you being serious? Like, that's really weird. Like, why would you tell me that? And then he says, oh, no, I'm just kidding. It's just like a saying that we have. And
who has?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, that's not a saying.
I fucked a pumpkin once?
Yeah, I'm like, you full on have had sex with a pumpkin.
Oh, yeah.
And you were telling her that, and then you didn't like her reaction, so now you're saying it's a joke or that. It's like a saying.
That is not a saying.
No, it's not a saying. No, he's like drilled a hole in a pumpkin and had sex with it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And why would you tell someone that? Why would you say that on TV? And then when her reaction is weird, he's like, no, I'm just kidding. That's just like a saying.
Oh, ha-ha, I was just kidding.
Yeah, he's just so weird. And anyways, it ends on that. So I'm like, okay, cool. More trash from John. Then we're with Veronica, who's Tim's ex, and she's dating Kimbali's son, Jamal.
Soldier Boy's ex.
Yeah, who is dating Soldier Boy. They Soulja met at the Boy. Reunion, I believe.
Right, they did.
Yeah, because Veronica was at a reunion and Kimbali's son was at the reunion like a few seasons ago.
Yeah.
Jamal hates Tim, thinks he's a buzzkill, thinks it's weird that Veronica and Tim are best friends because they're exes. Veronica is going to introduce Jamal to Jamal is introducing Veronica and Tim to his friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're really nervous about that because Tim does not get along with Jamal. Veronica has a daughter, Chloe, who's 16 years old, and Chloe comes home, and Jamal and Chloe are vibing so much more than Veronica and Jamal. Not in a sexual way, but like...
closer in age,
they're
maybe?
Closer in age. Because there's a 10-year difference between Jamal and Veronica.
Jamal's like in his early 20s.
Yeah, there's probably a 10-year difference between Chloe and Jamal,
Gen Z.
Too.
They're both Gen Z.
Totally. So they're talking about different memes, and they're doing like the, what are those?
What are those?
That's thing
a meme
together.
From like 6 years ago.
I know. I'm like, that's very outdated. And Veronica doesn't know what they're talking about. And she's like left out in a conversation between her boyfriend and her daughter. It's really embarrassing. So then they go on one of those weird trolley car things where you can drink on them. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
They're like cars that are also bars. I don't understand them.
Cars that are bars.
Yeah, bar cars. And they're driving around town with Jamal's friends and Veronica. And Jamal's friends are like, it's really weird that you're friends with your ex. And then they go to a bar that night to meet up with Tim. And a fight ensues that I think we'll see next week.
Cool.
So who cares? Then we're with Chantal of Pedro and Chantal in Greece with her squad. She drives 4 hours to meet up with a professional football player named Giannis.
What?
Yeah, she had met this guy in Greece, and he lives 4 hours away from their hotel. So she wants an adventure, and she makes her whole group of friends drive 4 hours to like meet him for drinks.
Yeah.
They're all like, we wanted to meet someone like at the hotel, not 4 hours away. So she drives to meet him, and they're talking, and they have one of the worst conversations I've ever heard in my life because she's a dum-dum. She's like, she's like, do you know about Sparta? I love Spartans. And he's like, what are you talking about? She's like, have you seen the movie 300? And he's like, this is crazy. And then she says that she gets Rome and Greece confused a lot. It's just their whole conversation is stupid. Then he says he's really close with his family. And Chantal is like, that's unfortunate. My ex was really close with his family, and there was a lot of drama. So my ideal man is an orphan. And he's like,
okay. Oh, that's insane.
Yeah. He's like, what? So I don't know. Everyone's so damaged on this season that I think it makes it like not fun. Then there's Debbie, my
Debbie.
Doppelganger. She's like 57 or no, she's 67. She's talking to a guy named Miami named Ruben. They met on a dating app. He wants her to visit. He has a goatee. He says that life is too short to be boring. He says, we got Sugar Hill Debbie Licious and Ruben the Groovin' Cuban. We got to get together. And honestly, his vibe, he's kind of like a boy Debbie. Like, I think they would vibe and be good together, to be honest, because they're both kind of wackadoo.
Great.
I mean, she dresses like in drag and wants to open a craft store alpaca farm.
Yes,
and
she does.
He is like an old Cuban man with a goatee who just wants to take her
they
around
sound
and
like
tango.
Soulmates.
Yeah, so maybe it will work. It shows her next week that she tells her son she's going to go to Miami to visit him. And her son, who's a cop, is like, I'm going to go with you. I'll stay at a different hotel, and I won't go on your date, but I'm going with you in case this guy is weird. And she's like, okay, fine, whatever. And she buys condoms.
No, Debbie, you're 67.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you don't want to get an STD.
Well, the elderly actually have the highest rates of STDs.
That's what I heard because of nursing homes.
Nursing homes, yeah.
They're just fucking and nobody cares.
Yeah, they're fucking and having STD. They're rampant.
That is crazy.
Yeah, because they're all like, we can't get pregnant, but they forget about STDs.
Right.
Yeah, so you got to watch out for that.
Yeah, okay, Debbie.
The baby boomers. So so she buys condom and her son is like, that's disgusting. So that's pretty much it for this season. It shows next week, like, Tyrae, who is catfished and then stood up.
Oh, fucking Tyrae.
It shows him going up to a group of women and being like, I dated a man for 4 years. But that's not the case. He was talking to a woman. It was catfish and it was a man. But he leads with like, I dated a man for 4 years. And these women are like, what?
He's like, I'm part of the LGBTQ community.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know it.
Confusing everyone and like trauma dumping and like this poor guy. Anyways, that's it for 90 Day Fiancé. If you guys have any insider information or want to comment, email, call in. And if you want access to our true crime episodes with Maria, please join our Patreon. I'm Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, 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 it's another 90 Day Fiancé, baby.
Powered by Acast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.